Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Al die week begin met 'n geel vlak 2 waarskuwing. Dis vir erge donderstorms oor die suidelike dele van Gauteng en Mpumalanga, as ook Oos-Vrystaat en sentrale en westelike dele van die Noordwes. Die hittegolf duur ook voort. Dis oor die laafveld van beide Mpumalanga en Limpopo, die Limpopo-vallei, die suidwestelike dele van die Noordwes en sentraal Vrystaat. Pretoria en Mbombela vandag op na 31, Johannesburg 29 en Malagleni 28, Polokwane 33 en Rustenburg 34 grade.
In Midrand 2 ongelukke, die eerste een en die een suid voor Olifantsfontein weg. Alle bane is oop, maar dan is daar nog een op die N1 suid en is net vir die bekloewisselaar. So verkeer is hewig ontwrig van omtrent net na die Brakfonteinwisselaar af.
City Power waarskynlik dat die kragnetwerk onder erge druk is en maan inwoners van Johannesburg om onmiddellik hulle kragverbruik te verminder. Dit kom na die naweek se 36 uur van beerdkrag. Daar is egter nog geen verdere woord van Eskom oor enige beerdkrag die week nie. En die Europese Unie het nou ook teruggeslaan nadat Amerikaanse president Donald Trump tariefverhogings ingestel het teen Kanada, Mexiko en China en ook daarop gesin speel het dat hy tariefverhogings oorweeg teen die Europese blok. Die EU sê in 'n verklaring daar sal baie ferm gereageer word teen enige handelsvennoot wat eensydige en onregverdige tariewe instel op Europese goedere. Ek skryf dit Souza, meer nie som 9.
Well, talking about the rugby, the URC does return this weekend, but there's only one fixture to be played. It's a blockbuster between the Vodacom Bulls and the Stormers. Bulls currently third on the log, though they have played two fewer games than Leinster and Glasgow Warriors, who are in first and second. The Stormers, a bit of trouble. They find themselves down in 12th place, but they have recently found form, and it kicks off at 2 o'clock. A group of 34 players assembled in Pretoria yesterday for the Springbok Women's second alignment camp of the year as their preparations for the Rugby World Cup in England in August pick up pace. The players will return home to their unions on Wednesday for the third round of the Women's Premier Division. And staying with that, the Bulls Daisies look determined to defend their division title. They dominated last year's runners-up Western Province 69-0 in Pretoria this weekend. The Sharks women saw Free State women at 36-30 in Durban. Border beat the Golden Lions women 27-12 in Slammies. And Boylan Damas won 59-5 at home to EP Queens. The Pro Tier women's under 19 side fell at the final hurdle in the T20 World Cup campaign after suffering a 9-wicket defeat to India in the final. And why did Casablanca have completed the signing of Thembinkosi Lorch from Mamelodi Sundowns? The attacking midfielder reunites with coach Rulani Mokoena, who previously managed him at Pirates and Sundowns. Lorch was named South African footballer and players player of the season back in 2019. I'm Kolan Jinga, and that's your Jacka Sport.
Jacaranda FM plays more. Baby, you're a firework. Music.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
You love.
You're too sweet for me.
Like this.
I could go and read your mind. Think about your dumb face all the time. Living in your glass house, I'm outside. Looking in a big blue eyes. Did it just to hurt me, make me cry? Smiling through it all, yeah, that's my life. You're an idiot. Now I'm sure. Now I'm positive. I should go and warn her. Ooh, bet you think that she is so cool. Kicking back on your couch, making eyes from across the room. For sure, I did that once or twice. I know. But I think I like her, she's so fun. Wait, I think I hate her, I'm not that evolved. I'm sorry, she's me.